Let me just make sure I got it.
I just need to remember two things. Centerville update and West. Now my only fear is that I'm holding the mic and I move. Is it going to do this weird, like,
yeah, because you use your hands a lot.
I do. Like, would it be better to just keep it right here in my lap? Can I do that?
Let's see. Go ahead and talk.
All right. Hey, what's going on, East Point? Check 1, 2.
Yeah, you got great.
That's good? Loud enough? All right. Sometimes Daniel would have a headphone connected to that just to
doesn't have an audio the right jack. Kind of thing. Yeah, it doesn't have a jack.
Daniel might have little converters, so like especially for iPhones and whatnot.
Can we
open a blind? You sure can.
Turn those lights off behind you.
Oh, the lamp. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The lamp. Get the lamp.
Oops, is this one just a little?
You step on it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's way better.
Can you see this guy here? Yeah, make sure he's in the shot, you know.
Can you turn your laptop to the side?
You want to just turn it off?
Sure. Yeah, if it goes into screensaver mode, I just didn't want to
get it. All right, so leave it on screensaver mode? Mm-mm. Go away.
But you just turn, yeah, there we go. There we go. 3, 2, 1.
What's going on, ministry partners? Happy July. This is our monthly email and video where we get to connect with you, our ministry partners, to get What's going on, ministry partners? Happy July. Sam here with your monthly ministry partner update. This is our opportunity to connect with you, our ministry partners, to let you know what's going on, updates from the front, and just stories from my heart so that we can all be rowing and praying in the same direction. And so first of all, thank you. June was awesome. Some major highlights in June. Loved having our Ascend night. Loved having our open house here at Base Camp, our new offices. Thank you for your generosity. Thanks for coming through and making that a great event. Want to just say thank you for all of your prayers. I had a week-long prayer and planning retreat at the beach, just getting alone with the Lord and looking out into the future. And I'll just tell you now, I am excited for what is to come. And so got to work on my sermon series plans for the next 18 months. Got to work on Vision Sunday, our thematic goal. Where do we need to go as a staff and as a congregation so that we can continue to move God's people toward God's purposes? And so I'm excited for June, but as we turn the page and flip the calendar, July. Now here's what I want you to know for July. Number one, massive update here. We have a launch date. You know that this year we were preparing to plant. We want to multiply our gospel influence regionally by planting a new campus. And drum rolls, please. The Centerville campus will be launching on September 21st. So we're going to have 2 weeks of soft launch, we're calling it. 2 weeks of dress rehearsals and practices. And then on that third week, you get ready because it's about to go down. We are planting a campus in Queen Anne's County. And I just want to invite you not only to celebrate this milestone, but please continue to pray for the launch team. Please continue to pray for the core team. Pray for Pastor Ronnie and his wife, Mary. Pray that the Lord would go before us and make the soil fertile so that we can have an effective campus, a great congregation there that is growing in faith and reaching the world. So let's celebrate that. Before I let you go, I want to talk about July and why this is such a rhythm of rest, why this is such a season of slowing down and pausing, and why we're calling you, all of our community group leaders, our ministry team leaders, all of our things. Why is it that we're slowing down our rhythms? We don't stop, we don't cancel, we don't pause. We adjust our rhythms for the holidays and for the summers. And so here's why we do that. Number one, because rest needs to be proactive. Many of you know that I'm a runner, right? I like to run. About a half marathon is the longest I'll go. We'll see what happens in the future. But runners know that you don't drink water at mile 3 because you're thirsty at mile 3. You drink water at mile 3 so that you're not thirsty at mile 5 and mile 8. And so we rest in the month of July, number one, so that we can proactively rest and rehydrate. And so we know that September is coming. This new campus is going to launch. The fall is going to pick back up. And so in anticipation of that, let's breathe. Let's rest. I feel like I can create my own little video here and just tell you some affirmations and deep breathing. I won't do that, but I do want you to breathe. I want you to slow down with your rhythms. I want you to take a few extra beats with your family. I want you to get out and have some fun and play and recreate, recreation, recreate that sense of joy and connection with the Lord. So we want that for you proactively. But also number two, you may have never thought of this, rest is a deeply spiritual statement. When we embrace our limits, when we throttle down our pace, when we reduce our ministry output, it is a statement to us and to God. He is God. I am not. He never stops working because he's God and I'm not God. Therefore, I do need to stop working. And so I just want to maybe empower those of you who have a bad relationship with work, those of you who the thought of rest produces guilt and anxiety and nervousness and you feel like you're letting someone down. Hey, here's some doctor's orders, right? Pastor's orders. Rest. Better, God's orders. He tells you to rest. So take this season, take this month, make sure that you are focused more on who you are becoming than simply what you are doing. And church, know this, I love you. We as your elders, we love you. We pray for you regularly. Thank you for being a ministry partner. None of this is possible without your faithful support, your generosity of time, talent, and treasures, and your commitment to the mission and the vision of seeing the Eastern Shore filled with churches that are growing in faith and reaching the world. We love you guys. Let's have a great month.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
I don't want to turn it off. Save it.